Blog Talk Radio.
I'm standing on a rooftop, looking out over London. Off to my left, far away in the distance, I can see just that faint, red, angry snap of anti-aircraft bursts against the steel blue sky. About 5 minutes ago, the guns in the immediate vicinity were working. I was up here earlier this afternoon and looking out over these housetops, looking all the way to the dome of St. Paul's. I saw many flags flying from staffs. No one ordered these people to put out the flags. They simply feel like flying the Union Jack above their roofs. No one told them to do it, and no flag up there was white.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
I'm out of my own, walking the streets. Look at the things that I meet. I feel like I want to go home. What do I feel? What do I know? But I still believe. I still believe.
Afternoon, and welcome to the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live from blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Tonight's show, the title is English Defence League radio show, Evil Migrants, We March. I've got to thank Dave for actually putting the show together for me. I was having some issues with my internet, and Dave had sorted it, so I'm ever so grateful for you, Dave, and great slides, and of course the little script as well. So I will read the script out, and I'll pass it to Dave. So we might not stay the full hour and a half. I've got to be honest with you guys, I'm not feeling too great. I have some breathing issues, so I probably won't be go the full length of time this evening. But I'll be fine, I'll be okay, guys. As I say, welcome to the English Defence League Radio Show with your host, that's me, Jeff Spider Mitchell. And my panelists, I'm not sure if Jan's here or not this evening. This evening is Jan, the Tornado Rennie, and Dave Agador Milner. Tonight, as we prepare for our national demonstration in Wellington on the 16th of March, we remember those killed in the M62 coach bomb attack, which took place on the 4th of February 1974. We'll also be discussing a range of EDL-related issues and topics surrounding the ever-advancing death cult, is that? Foot soldiers, angels, supporters of the cause, and global patriots. This is your platform and your voice. So I did that bit, so please call in. No surrender ever. And with that, let me bring this gentleman, and I hope Jan's with him this evening. Good evening, Dave. And I don't know if Jan's with you this evening or not. I'm not too sure.
Well, good evening, Jeff, and good evening to everybody in the UK, and good afternoon to everybody in the United States, and hello to everyone around the world and everywhere off Earth, because we do a lot of business out there. No, I think Jan is still on assignment and hasn't gotten back yet. If she does come back, I will bring her in. We might have a bit of a truncated show, but that's still all right. We do have some issues to discuss and things of that nature, and Jeff, you know, I know you're feeling just a slight little bit under the weather, and you know, it's kind of understandable. You know, we've got the cold wind blowing and things of that nature. So, you know, it, we'll still give you guys a little bit for your money here, even though you don't spend any money. and a couple of stories. And first, of course, you know, as we say, we do have. There is a national demonstration that is going to be on the 16th, Jeff, March, and that's going to be 16th of March in Wellington, and that's in Wales. Yeah.
It's not that far away, is it? Just over five and a half weeks, isn't it, Dave? Something like that.
Yeah, and the time really passes, man. The time passes really fast. You know, you can't believe it. You know, sudden, you know, you just turn around and boom, there it is. And you know, that's the thing. And we are going to have, you know, in coming shows, people, we are going to have a proper reading, guys, of the names of those killed in the M62 coach bombing attack. And, you know, we are going to do that properly. To properly recognize them. The big reason, and Jan posted this, of course we do have to and want to recognize them, but a big reason why I think Jan posted this as well is because, excuse me guys, Jeff, is because of the whole Brexit and you know, Ireland backstop deal and all of that, and its implications for the Good Friday Agreement and all of that. We don't want to return to these kinds of attacks in the UK. That is the last thing we want. So the negotiators, you know, May and everyone, they have to be careful to preserve what was hammered out in that agreement. You know, and I'm very grateful, by the way, for Jan explaining that to us in a previous show. You know, because it's a complicated issue, and it just read, well, it's a backstop. But, you know, I mean, in the United States, Jeff, you know, a backstop is well, of course, you have cricket in the UK, and we have baseball here in the States. A backstop would be this kind of cyclone fencing behind where the batter stands. You know, that's the backstop in the United States.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So we didn't, you know, I mean, here in the States, we really didn't understand what the heck people were talking about when they were talking about the backstop. We knew it wasn't that,
yeah.
But we didn't know exactly what it was. But Jan explained it to us very well. So we're moving on. Today, we're going to be talking about a few other little issues. It's kind of related to the death cult Islam and things of that nature. And we're going to also get into the story, which sparks off the title, you know, evil migrates, I think we're going to have, you know, Jeff's going to have a few comments about both the stories we're going to run, and then we're going to see how we're doing, and we may turn the show off then. Now, Jeff, I've given you story one. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
And
come up then.
Yeah, there you go. See, wow, that Skype is running real slow, people. The EDL as an organization and this show as a program is about the people. And we've been discussing Brexit a lot and things of that nature. And the big issues, we talk about them, of course. You know, but it comes down to the people and how all of these things affect the people, how the Islamization of our nations affect real people. And I believe now, you know, I wouldn't swear to this in court, but I believe that Jan might have come up with this story. And I think she posted it in a certain place, and I grabbed it because it's just emblematic of what is going on now in the UK and what if we don't do something about it, Americans, we can expect in the States, because it says it's kind of evil migrants. So Jeff, I'm going to go ahead and read this. If you want to put that in the chat,
yeah, I posted it now, Dave. Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Cool, brother. All right. Now, this was put out on the 17th of January. Right? And it's by Sophie Evans and Melissa Zinzi. Okay. And that's from the Daily Mirror. And your headline here is a pensioner is banned from the post office for complaining a praying Muslim worker made her wait. All right, that's the headline. Now, it's okay. Sue James, age 70, who claims the employee in Blackburn, Lancashire, left her standing at the counter for 5 minutes. Told him, it's not a church; it's a post office. Which you should have said, it's not a mosque, it's a post office.
Yeah.
That's why I put one of the things in the slides there, post mosque, you know, instead of post office. Now, let me get to the story here. Excuse me. A fuming pensioner has compared her local post office to a church. I think we just lost Jeff, but that's okay. He'll call back in. After a Muslim worker prayed instead of serving her, Sue James has been banned from the premises in Lancashire after telling the staff member, it's not a church, it's a post office. The disabled 70-year-old claims she was left standing at the counter in pain for 5 minutes as she waited to be served. She says she muttered out loud, this is a, this is, I'm guessing this is, she said, this is buggery ridiculous, before an employee jumped up from behind the counter. It's almost like a Halloween thing. She claimed the worker then explained that he had been praying. Welcome back, Jeff. Telling her, how dare you speak to me in this way. All right, I'm going to scroll down a little bit. This is buggering ridiculous. I love it. Yeah, which it is. All right. And let's see. Okay. All right. He told me not to speak to him like that because he was praying. I was shocked, recalled Sue, a retired hairdresser, right? We're going to scroll down. Now, the picture of this lady, you know, she said she was standing there in pain. She has to use a scooter to get around. My guess is she has some sort of a disability that makes it to where she can't stand very long without being in pain. As I told him, it's not a church, it's a post office. The post office's manager, backed the decision to ban the OAP from the premises, saying his worker was entitled to do prayers. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Manager Adam Bucks added that the man had been prepared to serve the customer, but she allegedly horrible and abusive. How would you feel if you've been standing there in pain for 5 minutes now? Sue has to be driven by her daughter to the next nearest post office, more than 2 miles away, to collect her pension. The heated row took place at the Preston Old Road Post Office in Blackburn, situated inside a convenience store on January the 4th. Sue, who has arthritis, there you go. There's your pain right there. Left her scooter outside because she couldn't take it in to the store before heading to the counter. Well, that's logical. Those places are pretty small. I'm going to scroll down a little bit here, guys. Okay, let me just do some of that. Okay. Okay. All right. Here we go. However, she claims she was left standing there. And she probably was if the guy was praying. Okay. I'll go down a little bit more. Okay. Now, the mom of one alleged, I stood there waiting for 5 minutes and said, this is buggery ridiculous. When, out of the blue, a man jumped up off the floor. The pair exchanged words. You don't think I would scare the poor old lady to death. The pair exchanged words before the quote-unquote upset pensioner was told to leave the shop and never return. She now has to be driven to New Chapel Street Post Office by her daughter, Victoria Williams, so she can get her pension. Victoria, age 43, who lives around the corner from her mother, said, my mom was upset and annoyed at the time. She told me that she had left her card at the machine by accident, so I then had to go and get it back. All right, and let's see, one more. I asked what had happened, and they claimed my mom had been very abusive to them. The story's old in a sense right there. Let's see, my mom has now been banned. Manager Mr. Bucks, who has been running the business for several years, was not at the store when the incident occurred. But he said his employee made the right decision to ban Sue. The 36-year-old said, I remember the worker telling me the story, and I told him he made the right decision. He took 5 minutes out of his shift to do prayers, which he's entitled to do, and is stated in his contract of employment. He was prepared to serve the lady, but he told me she was being horrible and abusive. It was his executive decision. Oh, my God. And he said it was not acceptable. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Employees like the President of the United States making executive decisions. It's only a fucking post office, isn't it, Dave?
The incident has not been referred to post office bosses. And Jeff, that's it. That's basically the whole thing.
Oh, dear.
You know.
Oh, dear.
So,
I can
your
see
comment.
Trouble ahead. Okay. Because everybody
well,
knows
no, no,
the
that
post
they...
office is that they'd be lucky to get the shop open. There'd be people picketing. You did this to an old age pension. You banned her. Whatever she said, the customer's always right. That's what it's always said. The customer's always right. You're polite and you don't make a fuss over it, especially an old age pensioner. You take things on board, you say, the people can be funny, and we know. But to have her banned, and the so-called the manager said that the post office worker made an executive decision. I don't know what to say, Dave. it's just incredible. It's a story that had to be told.
The
world
states would call that
story today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an old age pensioner. Shut off on us. He was praying when she was trying to get her money out so she could go home. It's a really, really painful arthritis. And being banned for saying, look, this is a shop, it ain't a bloody church. Get banned for it. Well, she was only speaking her mind, Dave. I just don't understand it and don't get it. I won't say no, I better not. Get myself in trouble. Put it this way, the post office would look rather untidy when I walked out of it. That's all I'm going to say.
I understand, Jeff, I understand. Well, yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah, of course. It's a good thing that the poor lady didn't say this is a post office, not a mosque. My God, if she'd said that, then they would have had her up on racially aggravated harassment charges or something like
stocks.
That. You know.
Stocks have been throwing rotten fruit at her and things like that, Dave.
Practically. I mean, this is a problem right here, is that we have, and this is happening in the States too, we have these segments of population, and the Muslims are you know, the biggest one of these as far as the privileges they get. They get to do all that. Okay, first of all, who the hell ever heard of a contract that says you can take out 5 minutes in the middle of the day to pray? Okay, taking a break during the day, that's fine. But you bring somebody else up to the counter. That's the way you do things. But to just say,
customers want to be served.
Yeah.
Don't you serve them first?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, if you have customers, and you have potentially have customers, you want somebody on that counter all the time. Now if you want to give somebody a break to do whatever they want to do, that's fine. But it's ridiculous, pardon me, guys, to make a contract.
Well,
it
was in his contract, he said it was in his contract to take prayers when everybody wanted. Didn't matter if he had a shop full of customers. Prayers are more important.
That's the thing. I mean, that shouldn't have even been in the contract. Okay, I've worked a job or two in my life, and get a break every 2 hours. Well, yeah, I think that's reasonable, 15-minute break every 2 hours, which is kind of an industry standard here in the States. Okay, well, there's plenty of time to pray right there, instead of making a customer wait at the counter, and all because of this now. This lady is less independent. She has to depend on her daughter to drive her. Her daughter has to deal with wear and tear on the car and take time out of her day to do something. I'm sure her mom liked going getting her pension herself. It's that streak of independence, Jeff. You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I do, mate. unfortunately, it's a common occurrence now. I mean, although the good thing about it is it did make the papers. You just think how many of those stories can go untold. You know, it's just the ones that really jump out that they makes it more newsworthy. And people like, you know, ourselves that managed to get hold of the story, day. But how many go without going to print anywhere? How many times does this happen to people along the way?
Oh, make you feel lots, like you're
a third-rate citizen in your own country. You know what I mean? That's the way it's feeling now for a lot of people, especially the old age pensioners.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know what it's all about. They're like, bless them, like, you know what I mean?
They don't understand any of this. They don't understand any of this politically correct nonsense. You know, all they did, you know, this woman's a retired hairdresser. All she did, you know, all her life, you know, was you know, stand on her feet, dressing, you know, probably ladies' hair, you know, and things like that. That's probably part of the reason why she can't stand for too long now, because she stood for so long.
Yes.
You know. That's the thing. They don't. I'm not going to say they don't understand, because they're not stupid, but they look at this. They look at this and they go, "What in the hell happened to the world? Why am I suddenly a second, or as you said, Jeff, a third class citizen in my own country?" This is the kind of thing we need to cut out, people. Yeah, we need to cut this out.
I know, but unfortunately, we're on this really shaky political correct ladder, and it's very shaky. It's got to come to an end. I say it week in, week out, this political correctness will be the death of us all, or the death of the people that bring it upon us, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Our countries are not going to keep putting up this crap. You know, there will be a time of reckoning, and the time of reckoning is going to be absolutely horrific. But there will. That could be, it could be your mum, Dave, or something like that, you know.
Could have been.
You know what I'm saying, mate?
Yeah. My mom died at the age of 71, and I can tell you, you know, she was a big lefty. But, you know, I guarantee, you know, I mean, if it was that self-same situation, she would have said a little bit more than this isn't a church. She did not hold back on anybody, especially when she thought they were being ridiculous, you know, and things of that nature. Just so no, it would have been a little bit more than this isn't a church if it had been my mom. But yeah, I mean, that's it. It's about the people, and it's about how we have got to do something to get rid of this political correctness and put everybody back on an equal plane of treatment and an equal plane of entitlement, you know, entitlement to respect. That's what Dr. King talked about. I remember the last of his speeches. Okay, you know, and that's what he talked about. And, you know, there are those here who say that his dream is over because of political correctness. We need to get that dream back, because it was a godly dream. It was a good dream. It was a kind of dream that people fought for 50 years ago, and it's worth fighting for again, brother. It really is. Now, we got one more story here. And then, Jeff, I don't know whether you're going to want to go ahead and close down after this one, but I'm gonna. I already gave it to you in the Skype.
Yeah, I've got it there. You copy it and paste it.
All right. Yeah.
Bear with me, Dave.
Now this one, no problem, man. No problem. You go ahead, and I'll just go ahead and read it. Now this one we've been hearing about the past few days. The minute that I heard mention of it, I said, "Oh crap, here we go." You know, because these two people think alike, only one is even worse than the other. It's just, this one comes from,
just to let you know, Doctor, we've got Boyd's joined as the Alaskan. So just
hey,
to
Boyd,
you know,
what up, man?
Good to have you here, Boyd, but we won't be doing too too long a show this evening. It's going to be a bit short this evening. Some apologies, but
it'll be kind of a short show this evening. You know, Jeff was out chasing women last night. He's just too exhausted. You know, as a we all know you, Mr. Mitchell. We know what you get up to. Now,
I wish
this one here. Yeah, were they not? This one here comes up. Anyway, this one here came up on February the 4th. Okay, it was posted in Mass Central, and this I had heard about this before, then I saw it another place. And I was like, okay, you know what? This we do need to talk about this just a little bit here, just to show guys that. Because there's a lot of people in the States that wonder why I'm here. And there's a lot of people in the UK. I've seen one or two inquiries from people in the UK, you know, EDLers, you know, going, what's an American doing there? I'm here because evil migrates. That's the title of this. The bad ideas of giving Islam the upper hand in your own country can migrate across oceans, and that's what it's doing in the United States of America right now. We're feeling it in the United States of America right now, what they were feeling in the UK about 15 or so years ago, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse fast, especially when you have high profile people from here, having little get-togethers with some of the scum of the earth. In the UK, and that's where this comes from. All right, guys, this here, this here is by the Mass Central News feed. Okay, there's no byline. Well, here we go. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Jeremy Corbyn. There's a great pair there. Discuss a movement across borders. And that doesn't nauseate you. I don't know what will. Okay, let me scroll down here a little bit. I don't even like looking at her picture. Yeah, that's how bad it is. Okay. I'm going to read the story. There's some tweets that are like interspersed in here, and I'm going to try and scroll past those. You guys can read those if you follow along with it, either grab it out of the chat, Boyd, or, go for it. If you hear about it in archive, I gave you the info on the story. Okay. In the UK, Corbyn is proposing solutions to inequity and the environment instead of scapegoating people, from abroad. The Labour manifesto offers a rollout of publicly funded, locally run renewable energy firms across the UK, and the party pledged to exempt 95% of earners from tax increases. See, you guys can tell that this thing is already a lefty puff piece here, okay?
Yeah.
And very likely that bit is a lie. Okay, especially about the exemption from tax increases. Over in the U.S., Ocasio-Cortez has shaken up the Democratic Party with her flagship proposal for a Green New Deal, which seeks to create jobs through state investment in a renewable energy revolution. In other words, it's government jobs, not private industry. That's what she wants to do. It's ridiculous. The progressive leader's phone discussion lasted around 45 minutes. The canary understands. Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, "It was an honor to share such a lovely and wide-reaching conversation with you, Jeremy Corbyn. Also honored to share a great hope in the peace, prosperity, plus justice that everyday people can create when we uplift one another across class, race, plus identity, both at home and abroad. Oh my God, I'm going to be effing sick. No, she didn't. She didn't write that. I said that. Oh, jeez. Okay, more of the story, Jeff. Anyway, we go. Ocasio-Cortez and Corbyn discussed cooperating to promote a fair tax system. Sorry. In public services. Let's see, action on climate change. Oh, God. And ending the hostile environment for people moving across borders. So open borders, guys. During the 2017 UK election, staff. Oh, now this is interesting, Jeff. Check this out. During the 2017 UK elections, staff from Bernie Sanders' team played key roles in helping the Corbyn movement mobilize, collaborating with Momentum, Boston native Erica Weerhoven helped implement technology such as My Nearest Marginal, a actual website that enabled labor supporters to carpool and campaign in the nearest winnable seat. Last paragraph. New news of Ocasio-Cortez and Corbyn working together will be music to the ears of those seeking real change in the UK. Let's hope there's some powerful transatlantic collaboration in the future, both online and in the physical world. I'm going to be physically sick. Jeff?
Well, you know your president said a socialist will never happen in the United States. And there was a round of applause. People applauded. They don't want socialists in the country. They don't want to be governed by them. They like you, like your capitalism, Dave. So it's made your country go round. It's what's giving the great wealth, the great power. You know, you do things right. You got one of those powerful industries, economics going in the world. Donald Trump's doing the right thing.
Voice,
but people like her in charge, she would decimate the country.
Lord have mercy. Yeah. She would. And you know, Jeff, I want to point out something very interesting. Okay, that this lefty puff piece says, and you know, they don't blink one word about it. What have we been hearing over here in the United States for, ever since before Trump was elected? Russia, Russia, Russia. Trump colluded with Russia. Russia was colluding to try and influence the United States elections. They just admitted that Bernie Sanders operatives in the 2017 elections in the UK came over and colluded and actually operated with them to influence the UK elections. Where's the outrage, Jeff?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Where is the effing outrage for that?
Well, there you go.
It's
double standards, Dave. The media won't report on it. They keep it very quiet. You see what's been going on in Virginia. I mean, you got three. You got two of them who that horrible fiasco dressing up as the black and white minstrels, and the other white guy, he said he did the same. Then you got the coloured bloke who's sexually assaulted, a young woman, sort of thing. So, and of course, the thing about the story with her, she's got the time, the date, and everything. It's not, can't remember. Whereabouts exactly? Well, she's got it all. I just believe that they think that they can get over it. They think they can just get over it. This is too big. You got forever.
Well, it's
proves the
it's like
the corruption and the evilness of these bastards, isn't it, Dave? Who said it? Anyway?
Consider, Jeff. Consider Jeremy Corbyn over in the UK. I mean, this guy has, been rubbing elbows with Muslim Brotherhood people, and IRA terrorists and everything. And he still is the leader of the Labour Party, the guy the guy, you know, I mean, he is a terrorist sympathizer, and yet he is a major political figure in the UK. You know, basically the scum of the earth, and he is going to try and be prime minister, Jeff. You know, that really, it tells you everything you need to know about these people.
It's never going to happen, Dave.
They have sold their souls, brother.
For him anyway. You know,
well, your mouth to God's ears, brother. Your mouth to God's ears.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know,
because people like him.
As I say, it's never going to, and I can't imagine why they put a Marx. It looks more like the Karl Marx than anyone on this planet, mate. Looks like his twin brother. Oh. You check out Karl Marx. Look at Jeremy Corbyn. Don't tell me there's a likeness, because very much so.
Actually,
you know
my vision
saying,
being
Dave?
What it is. Yeah, my vision being what it is, you know, I'm obviously no expert, but he does kind of look like the guy a little bit. Yeah, he does kind of look like him some.
Maybe
you
that's
know,
what he wanted to do, Dave. Maybe he had the shape of face and he wanted to grow the beard and to be like Karl Marx is probably his hero.
Well, I'm sure he is. Well, Jeff, you know, we've both heard his economic proposals for the UK. They're very much like Cortez's, you know, free everything, and they claim that nobody's going to have to pay taxes for it. That's impossible. And at the same time, they want to throw open the borders in both our countries. You know, it is a perfect recipe if you want to wreck the economy. Now, Jeff, I know it's probably, you know, we're at about the halfway point in the show, and I know once you come back, we'll go ahead and close the show down, you know. But I want to say something, Ocasio-Cortez once said, "Why are people afraid of a socialist economy?" And I saw a great meme, one of these captioned pictures on Facebook, and I think this answers that. People are so, quote-unquote, afraid of a socialist economy because we want to walk our dogs, not eat them. All right? you have Kamala Harris over here, a Democrat, who wants to nationalize the energy companies. And that was one of the first things that they did down in Venezuela, to start sending that economy straight to hell. Yeah, no, it really is a mind blower. You really have to wonder why it is that these people don't understand that they're exercising the very definition of insanity. And Corbyn's doing the same thing. The definition of insanity, or a definition of insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. It's just not going to happen that way. Excuse me, guys. And that's what it's about. That is why I say evil migrates. Okay, Jeremy Corbyn. If there is anyone that I don't want influencing anybody in the United States of America, it's Jeremy Corbyn. We've talked about it time and again here. This is a guy who sympathizes with terrorists. Welcome back, Jeff. This is a guy that sympathizes with terrorists, including Islamic terrorists and IRA terrorists. You know, but here's the thing. Just before we close the show, I'll say this, Jeff. The evil can migrate all at once. We're going to march. The foot soldiers and angels of the English Defense League are going to march. Patriots in the United States are going to march. We win in the end, and we know it. So, Jeff, I want to turn it back over to you if you want to shut the show down. And I want to thank you, man. First of all, I just want to give you my final thoughts. Everybody, please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. That runs through SHR Media. And my regular show times are from 1 p.m. At 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. And I have new shows on at midnight Saturday. That's 5 a.m. in the U.K. on Saturday and 6 p.m. in the U.K. Monday through Friday, and I'm going to have a really nice special one. I'm still running my Brexit special series, and I'm putting a little bit of stuff on the front of the shows. And the one that I'm going to run on Saturday, you know, is going to be a little bit of a Valentine's special. I think you guys are going to find it nice and heartwarming. And, Jeff, I just want to say it is an honor and a privilege always to work with you and to work with Jan. Even when Jan isn't with us, she's with us. You know, love you, Jan. And I just want to say to the foot soldiers, angels, and supporters of the English Defense League and to patriots around the world, be blessed and no surrender. Jeff, back to you, brother.
Thank you, Dave. Just as you was doing that last segment, my phone decided to die off and I had to bend down and plug the other one in and it got me out of breath just doing that, Dave. but never mind. But I've got to thank you, Dave, as I say, for tonight and all what you do and all what Jan does, posting different things so we can have shows. As I say, once again, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies. As I say, I'm not feeling too great this evening, but hopefully my batteries will be charged up by Sunday. And me and Dave, we'll have a great show. We'll go the full 90, won't we, Dave? We'll go the extra yard, won't we,
bro? Rock and roll. Yeah.
You got it, brother.
But no, as I say, once again, I've got to thank everybody that's that listens. And we've got listeners all over the world, haven't we, Dave? And we want to thank you all for listening, tuning in and listening to the English Defence League radio show. You know, we don't hold back on things. We tell it the way it is. The truth is very uncomfortable to some people. But that's what we're here for. That's what Dave's here for. That's what I'm here for. This is what the EDL's here for. We're the truth bringers, and we will tell the truth, and we will speak out for the evil that goes on in our countries. Evil has always got to have a name. That's why we call it evil, isn't it, Dave?
Amen, brother.
We will call it every time. And I'm not going to have my country exploited by evil. The darkness of evil, the name Islam. You can see it in the clouds. It's evil. That's just me purely speculating. Being rather dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's what it is. But as I say, like ladies and gentlemen, and our foot soldiers and all you patriots across the. Well, once again, you're doing an awesome job. I'm so proud of you. I know Dave is, and we know of you, you know, under a lot of pressure.
God,
we do understand that. But we're patriots. We stand it together, and I salute you all for the fighting you're doing. We will prevail. Don't you worry about that. We will prevail. And you feel the same, don't you, Dave? Goodness has always got to be very low for you, hasn't it? It's got to.
But, we win. We see the back of the
book. Yeah, we certainly have, mate. We certainly have. And of course, to Boyd, the Alaskan, who's been sitting with us evening. Boyd, awesome to see you here this evening, buddy, as I say. We will be back again Sunday. We'll get the full show and the full complement of the show this Sunday. So without further ado, Dave, God bless you, mate, and God bless everybody that listens to the English Defence League radio show and, of course, involved with the organisation. Keep doing what you're doing, guys, and don't forget, no surrender ever. And with that, I'm going to say good night, God bless, and I'm trying to find the right thing here, Dave. I've got the tune all ready to roll. So, we're going to wind it up tonight. So we'll see you again this Sunday. And Dave, once again, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we probably didn't have, but Dave put the show together for me. I was having problems with the internet last night, and Dave just went, okay, got it. You know, so Dave, a big salute to you, brother, for what you do. And to bring in the stories
always
as well this
back.
Evening. Awesome. Awesome, mate.
Yep.
Awesome.
And
so,
Jen,
guys,
Yeah, no problem, Doug. Cheers, buddy. With that, this is we're going out on our normal tune. So here we go. Dave, cheers, buddy. Boyd, Alaskan, catch you later, bud. Thank you, Dave.
Good night, Jeff. Good night, Dad. Good night, everybody.
Pleasure as I hate me, I've been enough already on my fate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging green and black. Two years of what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leader to place your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
I suppose we've still got a little bit of time to play with, but thanks Dave for for this evening, and I'll speak to you soon. So guys, I'm going to close the show down now. So this is the English Defence League radio show signing off for tonight, but we'll be back Sunday, so have a great few days. See you soon. Cheers, Dave. Thank you, buddy. Thanks, mate.